Okay, Zayin and Aleph, we have a long daf today. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan says the name of Rabbi Yossi. This is the first time that we're going to mention Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Minan Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel. Where do we see that Hakadosh Baruch Hu davens? Shemar Rabbi Yossi, Malchak Shivis, Matme Vesvelsi, and I'll bring them to my holy mountain, and we'll make them happy in the house of my tefillah. Tefillah Samlo Nemar. It doesn't say in their tefillah place. Ela tefillah si. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says it's in my tefillah place. Minan Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel. That means that Hakadosh Baruch Hu must daven since he has a place for tefillah. My Matli. So what's the tefillah of Hakadosh Baruch Hu? We've already asked about his tefillin. What is he daven? Amr Rav Zudra Bartovi. Rav, you hear it's Amufanai, may it be God, my will, Shechbishu Rachamayas Kasi, that my Rachamim should overcome or conquer my anger, V'yagolo Rachamayach Midosai, that my Rachamim should be rolled over on my Midos, that's not B'ni Minis Rachamim, I should treat all my children with Midos Rachamim, Achanazalam, Livni Mishra Zidin, I should treat them, Livni Mishra Zidin even better. And what do they deserve? Tanya, we learn a price from Rishol ben Elisha, Rav Yishmael ben Elisha, the famous Kohen Gadol. He says the following, Pamachs nechnas lahakter ketores l'fanav l'fnim. One time I went in to bring the ketores inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. V'risi akhasri, ko Hashem tzvakol shu yoshev al kiseh ramaniso. I saw the Malach HaKasri, whose name, the Ritva says, is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Marsha says something as well, who sits on the kiseh ramaniso thrown up above. Yomarli and Amarli, he said to me, Yishmael ben Yibarcheni, Yishmael, my son, give me a bracha. Amarti lo, here's one of the Nechashiach. And he gave the exact same bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, davens. He gave it to Akasri in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He nodded to me in his head. That taught me that the bracha of a head yod should not be light in your eyes. If I'm able to give a bracha to Akasri, then that's that. This is the only time that Akasri is mentioned in the Gemara, right? Some say it's connected with the Malach Sandal, who's mentioned later. Okay, next. How do we know that we're not supposed to appease somebody at the time when they're angry? When my face goes away, then I'll release you. I'll relent to you. Wait until my face of anger goes away, and that's when I'll be able to listen to you. And so too, we shouldn't go up to people while they're angry. Go up to them after they're angry. After they're finished being angry. Is there a real such thing as anger in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Yeah. Hashem gets angry every day. How long is his anger? A rega. How long is a rega? It is 158,880th of an hour. That's 0.0611 of a second. Is a wee rega. That is a rega. There's no person who's going to be able to get that exact second. He knew the Das Elyon Hashra Das Behemtul of Yod. So the Gemara says, wait a second. There's no way that Bilam knew this. He didn't even know the Das of his Behema. Das Elyon Havayod. Do you think he actually knew what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was thinking? He didn't know what Hashem was thinking. But he knew how to be Mechavin exactly that time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu continued. That 0.0611 of a second. And that's what the Navi meant when he said to Bnei Yisrael, my people, you have to remember what Balak tried to do, and Bilam ben Baor, you should remember what they do. The end of the pasuk is that you know the tzikos Hashem. You should know how many great things I did for you. I didn't get angry in the days of Bilam Rasha. If I would have gotten angry, there would be no one remaining from the bad Jews, even a tiny little bit. I would have destroyed all of them. Because again, had I gotten angry, Bilam would have given something and maybe destroyed them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I never get angry during those times, even though he was mechavin that shav. That's what Bilam meant, what he said to Balak. How could I curse if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to curse? Ma'azam, lozam Hashem. How could I get angry if Hashem isn't getting angry? Lam shekol zanyam, lozam. Because during those days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry. So even though Bilam was saying, I know the time when he gets angry, but he's not getting angry. Kamazamo, rega. Kamarega, how much is a rega? We're saying again the same thing as we said of Amar, Revan, Ritim, Rabbi, you know, rega kamemre. It's the amount of time that it takes to say the word rega. So the Gemara, it's not over here, but Tosus and Sota asked, what could he say during that time? And the answer is, he could have said the word kalem. Oh, it is Tosus over here. Yishlom or kalem. He could have said kalem during that rega. Kalem would have been quick enough to be able to do. If it's 0.0611 of a second, you try doing it on your phone, there's no way you're going to get it if you do seconds one after the other. But either way, Menalim Durago Rasach, how do we know that this actually happens, that he gets angry for that second? Shamarki Rega Bapo Chaim Bertzono, for a Rega, he is in his anger, Chaim Bertzono, and people live only because of the Ratzono Shem Yivoy Sem Yehocha. Chabi Kimat Rega, you're Chayiv for almost a second, Adi Avorzom until the Zom is gone. Emes Rasach, when does this happen? Amar Abaye Behanach Tos Shoy Kamaisa, in the first 3 hours of the day, Ki Chivra Kabelosa Charnagolo, when the comb of the rooster becomes white, the koyachar kara, and he's standing on one foot. Koshar v'shar nami koyachar. Wait, does he stand on one foot all the time? Koshar v'yisbeishurai kisaimki. Okay, but all the time there's streaks of red in it. By yishaita at that time when Hashem gets angry, lisbeishurai kisaimki. There's no red streaks; it's just white. Who tzeduki? There was a tzeduki that lived in the neighborhood of Rishon Levi. Avram Atari leituv bekroy. He kept asking about different psukim, and it bothered him a lot. Yumakad shakol tarnagolav ukmei ben kari arsa. One day he took a chicken or a rooster and he put it by the feet of his bed. Ayim behi started looking at it. Sever kimatia yishaita alatia. When that time comes, I'm going to curse him out. Kimatia yishaita. When that time came, naim he fell asleep. Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi. I'm Rishmaru lavorchar lomayavetach. He must not be there to do this. I shouldn't curse out somebody. Rachmo komaso v'ksiv. His mercy is on everybody. V'ksiv gamonu shel tzadik l'tov. It's never good for a tzadik to give it onshim. Tanam yishmei to Reb Meir. Peshosh acham zorach zchomach mizrach marav manichem kisraim b'roshem yishlachem lacham miyakos hakadosh baruch hu at the time. When the sun is shining in the sky, so it's during the day, and all the kings of the east and the west leave their crowns on their heads, they bow down to the sun, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, and that's the time. So you don't need the rooster, you can figure out from that as well. Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. This is our third statement of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Tovah Mar Zachas, B'li Bosh Aldim Yossi Mikam Malkius. It's better to have one feeling of regret in your heart more than all the times you get hit. Shem Ravos Me'avel, he chases after those who love him. V'amr Elcha V'shuv V'alisha Arisha, I'm going to go back to my original husband, Kilo V'li Yosmi Alta. It was better then than it is now. There's that regret, and that helps a person learn most of Reish Lakish. Yosemi Mea Malkish is better than 100 Malkish, not just Kama Malkish, 100 Shemar, Tachas Garva, maybe Mehakos Ksil Mea. It's better to have Gara Musar from a certain person who's Maven than 100 hits. Right of a fool. Vam Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yossi, our fourth. Shol Shdoron Bikush Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nasan. There were three things that Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he was given them. Bikush Yitush Shkino Yisov Nasan Lo. He asked for the Shechina to rest upon Bnei Yisrael, and he got it. Shema Lo Belechat Yimanu. When you walk with us, that was the Mishkan, the Shechina. Bikush Yitush Shkino Ovdei Chavim Nasan Lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked that the Moshe Rabbeinu asked that the Shechina doesn't rest. And Ovdei Chavim Nasan Lo was given to Moshe Rabbeinu Niflinu Ani Biyam Cha. It should be for me and your people. Bikush Yitush Shkino Ovdei Chavim Nasan Lo. He wanted to know the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nasan Lo, and he also got that as well. Shema Lo Diyanu Nasrach Chacha. Tell me your ways. Why are there tzaddikim that have good and tzaddikim that are bad? Yeshuash v'tovlo, Yeshuash v'ralo, Rishayim that are good and Rishayim that are bad. V'malo, Moshe tzaddik v'tovlo, tzaddik ben tzaddik, tzaddik v'ralo, tzaddik ben rasha, Rosh v'tovlo, Rosh ben tzaddik, Rosh v'ralo, Rosh ben rasha. It seems that it has to do with tzchus avos or not tzchus avos. There's more. And there are others that say this refers to Gilgulim, that Tzadik ben Tzadik means what you were in your previous life, but in Pashup Shad it means it has to do with your Schus Avos. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the sins of the fathers and the sons, but then it says, children don't die because of the sons of their fathers. Ramin and Kroya, we give that stira. Did children die because of their fathers? Not a mission. And we answer, it depends if they do what their fathers did. If they do what their fathers did, then they could die because of their father's sins, because it compounds the sin. But if they don't do what their fathers did, then they won't die. The Hulk Gomer, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Tovlo is Tzadik Gomer. Tzadik V'ralo is Tzadik Sheinu Gomer. Tzadik Gomer is going to have good in this world and the next. Tzadik V'ralo, bad in this world because he's Tzadik Sheinu Gomer. He's missing something. Rosh Tovlo is Rosh Sheinu Gomer. That's why there's good things here in the next world. It's Rosh Sheinu Gomer. Rosh V'ralo is good things here, but not in the next world. Rosh V'ralo, where it's bad in this world, bad in the next world, is Rosh Gomer. Plead Ramer, that argues Ramer, don't Ramer. Three things, two of them were given to him, and one was not. Shemar Bechanosi Shachon, I will give favor to those who I give favor to, Afabishin Hagun, even though he doesn't deserve it. Hagun, I'll also give Rachamim to those who don't necessarily get Rachamim, even though they're not there. I'm going to give Rachamim to them anyway. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu never explained to him exactly what he wanted to know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not going to be able to see my face. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe. When I wanted you to look at me, you wouldn't look. Now that you want to look, I'm not going to show it to you. At the sneh, he didn't want to look. I wanted you to look, but you turned away. Now you want to, you want? I don't want. In the schus of three things, and the reward for, he got rewarded for three things because he was zocha for three things, or he was zocha for three things because of the reward that he did for three things. By hiding his face and not looking at the shechina by the sneh, zocha l'kaster upon him. That's why he had a shine on his face. So that's a good thing. Over there, he was saying, no, I wanted you to look before, but I don't want you to look now. Things have changed. Over there was a good thing. Because he was afraid, zocha v'yirovim migash they love, because he was afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore they were afraid of approaching him. Bischar mehabit, he didn't want to look. Zocha l'tumunas Hashem habit, he saw the tumunas Hashem or whatever he was able to see of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a tremendous chos, but it's a good thing that he didn't look. Vasirosis, kapi verosis, he says, I said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to remove my hand, so to speak, and you'll be able to see my back. Amar Chana v'rizan Roshim Chasinim Olam Shere HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Kesher Shel Tefillin, shows that he showed him the Kesher Shel Tefillin. That means you can see things that have already happened and understand why they happened, but you can't see things in the front. That's the back, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the Kesher Shel tefillin, seeing the back of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to know from the world. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi, this is the fifth statement of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yossi, the fifth one on our page. Kol Dibur Yerushas Mei Pekadosh Baruch Hu Latov Afilu Tanei L'Chazervo. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something that's going to be Latova, even if it's conditional, it's never going to be taken back. We learned that from Moshe Rabbeinu Shnamar, stay away from me and I will destroy the vessels called a Goyatum, and I'm going to make you into a Goyatum. It's only if he destroys the people. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was able to daven for it, and he's mavatal the curse for Klal Yisrael that they wouldn't be killed. Nonetheless, his children were made into a Goyatum. The children of Moshe Gershom Eliezer, Yubanei Eliezer, Rechavia Harosh, Obanei Rechavia Rav Lamalan. There were many, many children of Rechavia. There were 600,000 children of Rechavia. Not literally, but the idea is that there were so many. Just like there were 600,000 there, associated with 600,000 by Rechavia. Now we have the top of Zayinim of Beis. Brand new, Rabbi Yochanan, the new Rishon Bayochai, first one. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there was no person that said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are my master, until Avram called him master. Adonai, right? You skip the word Elohim, it's not supposed to be over there. Adonai is, how do I know, right, that I will inherit the world? So when he says the word Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, right, with normally with the Kamatz, right, that's the idea. You are my master, and that's the idea behind it. Amarav, Aftaniel, Lonen, Elabishul, Avram. Even Daniel was only answered because of Avram, Venus, Chus. Listen to the tefillah of your servant, El Tachanovin, to his supplications. Put your face upon your destroyed Mikdash. Laman Adonai. Aleph Dalet Nun Yod. The man chom yivodeh should be for your sake. The man Avram shekaru Adon is in the sake of Avram who called you Adon. Rabbi Yochanan quoted for Rishon Barichai number two. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never going to be marat to you at the time when you're angry? He should never, the opposite. We should never go up to a person at the time when he's angry and try to appease him. As we said above, that was the same quote that we had up above. Up above, by the way, was a quote from Rabbi Yossi. Over here, it's a quote from Rishon Bar Yochai. There was no person who ever thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu until Leah came and thanked him. This time, I'm going to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to go sidetrack a little bit after the two dots. Reuven, why was he called Reuven? I'm Leah. Reuma ben bini leben. You know, it's funny because in the pasuk it says Reuven, etc. There's another reason for it, but Rabbi Elazar says the real reason is because Leah said, "Look at the difference between my sons and the son of my father-in-law." The son of my father-in-law, Esav, my brother-in-law, even though midaitoy, he sold his bechiras. Look what it says. Esav hated Yaakov for taking the bechorah, but really he sold it to him. And he's up on mine. He tricked me twice, but he gave it to him. But my son Reuven. Even though it was against his will that Yosef took his bechiras away from him, because he messed up the bed of his father, and his bechorah was given to Bnei Yosef, and he never had jealousy. Reuven was willing to save him from their hands. Right? It's not a great ride because he didn't know about that until much later on. Right? And here Reuven was saving him before that would be known. But I guess through Chazal, that you have to say that they knew somehow. Rus, my Rus, why was she called Rus? Could have David come from him, who's saying or made God drunk with songs and praises. That's the word Rus. How do we know that names are something that we have to worry about, that we should think about? Look at the works of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who made destruction in the land to create Shamos, Elas Shamos. There's names, and names mean something. This is our fourth statement from Rishon Bar Yochai. It's worse to have fights inside the house more than the war of Gog and Magog. When he was running away from Avshalom, and it says right after Hashem, Rabu Tzorai, how crazy are my pains? Rabin coming like many people are coming against me. Look, I've been Muhammad's going well, but when it comes to Gog and Magog, see if Lama Rugshuk and Luhuya Greek, why are all the nations trembling and all the nations speaking out empty words? Iluma Rabu Tzorai, look, see, but it doesn't say how bad my Tzaras is, which means that it's worse inside the house than all the wars outside. Mizmuli David, two dots. He's saying when he ran away from Avshalom, Mizmuli David, Kinili David, he's running away from Avshalom. He should have lamented this. Why was he so happy? On Rosh Hashanah Avishalom, Rosh Hashanah Avishalom says it's interesting. Avishalom, because he couldn't be named Avishalom because nobody's named Avishalom because of the Russia involved. But Rosh Shimon ben Avishalom, Mashalom Adav, you know what it's like? The other Shatul of Sharchov, a person who has a debt bill that's against him. Kodesh Aparo Ayate, before he paid it off, he was sad. After he paid it back, he was happy. Afkein David, so do David Amalek. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him something bad is going to happen in your house, Ayate, he was sad. Maybe it's going to be a slave or a mamzer who's not going to have any pity on me. He's going to kill me. When he saw it was Avshalom, that's Mizmor, that he should even think HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the little things, that even the person who got up against me was someone who's going to have mercy on me. Two dots. Number five. It's mutter to fight Rishayim in this world. Those who forsake the Torah, they praise the Rosh Hashanah. Those who shomer the Torah can fight against Tamei Hachi. We have a price like that. Rabbi Dosoy by Rabbi Matan. Rabbi Dosoy son Rabbi Matan Omer. Mutter to discuss Rishayim in Lamazu. You can fight Rishayim in Lamazu, etc. But if a person whispers to you and says, wait a second, doesn't the Pasuk say, don't fight the Marim, don't fight the evil people, don't be jealous of those people who do evil, Amar Lo, you should say to him, Mishalim, Nok Volmerkin. Nah, that's only if you're nervous. You know what that means? Lose Kamaraim. Don't go near them if you think you're going to be like them. Alta Kanabel Seavlo, Leos Ko Seavlo, if you think you're going to be like them. But you could fight them. You shouldn't be jealous of the Chatoim. Now, the Chotim, those people are sinning. Rather have Yiras Hashem all day long. Wait, something's wrong here. So if you see a Russia where the time is really good for him, Alta Skarabo, don't fight him. Because everything's going to be Matzliach for him at all times. He's going to win every judgment. It's going to be lifted up the Mishpat and opposite him. He's going to be able to see his enemy's downfall. All of his enemies, they're going to blow at him and he's going to be able to knock them down. So we see that you shouldn't fight a Russia. What's going on in Lokasha? When it comes to Mili Dishmaya, you can fight him. When it comes to random things, don't fight him. Both of them are dealing with Mili. You can fight a Russia that's not his time, but don't fight a Russia where it's his time. That's not a good idea. If you're a Tzadik governor, you can fight. If you're a Tzadik Shenim worker, don't fight. Okay, so those are taken into account. Damar Rav Huna might receive Lama Tavi Bogdim Tacharish Bebala Rasha Tzadik Mimenu. Why do you look, O oppressive ones, right? Where you're silent when a Russia swallows up a tzaddik. When does a Russia ever swallow up a tzaddik? Hashem will never allow the tzaddik to be lost to the hands of a Russia. Nothing bad will ever happen to a tzaddik. So how does that happen? Because he can swallow a tzaddik. He won't be able to swallow a tzaddik. So if you're a tzaddik gomer, you can fight a Russia. You don't have to worry about anything. Once again, no, he could even swallow a tzaddik gomer if it's shah mesachakesol. Don't fight somebody who's shah mesachakesol. That's never a good idea. Sixth statement. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rishon Bar Yochai. Kol Gavei Makom Lutfilos. Anybody who has a set makom for his tefillah, as we mentioned above, that a person should always have a set makom. Oyvav Noflum Tachtov. His enemies will be able to fall in front of his face. Shneamar. Santi Makom Lami Yisrael Lintati V'Shachin Tachtov Lo Yagazoid. I made a place for my people Yisrael, and I planted them there, and I let them live under that area, and they will never be angry again. V'Lo Sivvnei Avlanos. So nobody else will be able. The evil people never be able to afflict the Kasher Bishon like they did originally. Right. So that's that. That's the idea behind it. All your oyvim will be there as long as you have a makom lami. So Rav Huna Rami Ksiv. Anoso, lechaloso. Wait a second. There are two different places where this pasuk is mentioned over here. It says anoso or lechaloso. In fact, right, that's really in Malachim Beis. It says the word levaloso. Betchila anoso lechaloso, levaloso or lechaloso. In the beginning, it's just to afflict. In the end, it's going to destroy. That's what ends up happening when you get involved in these things. Seventh one and our last one over here from Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel Shem Bar Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan quotes Shem Bar Yochai for the seventh and last time. Gedolah shimush shel Torah yosem lemuda. It's greater to be meshamish in Torah than to be limud lo made Torah. Shemar po elisha ben shafar esher yotzak mayal yidei Elio. This is where Elisha ben Shafa was. He poured water on the hands of Elio. He was a meshamish of Elio Anavi. Lamad l'namar Eliyotak. It doesn't say that he learned by him. It says he poured on him. Lam shegadol shemush yosem lemuda. He may have learned by him, but it's, we wanted you to know that he was meshamish. That's even greater. Amar Rabbi Yitzchok l'Rav Nachman. Rabbi Yitzchok said to Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchok was a the Rebbe of Rav Nachman. My time lost my lebe kanishta litzui. Why didn't you come to shul to daven? Amalei lechilna said Rav Nachman, I wasn't able to. Amalei lechanfi mar losar litzui. Why didn't you gather 10 people and daven in your home with a minion? Amalei trichli milso was really bothered for me to do that. I didn't have WhatsApp. Limeli mar lishulchu di tziburavi idin dematzli tzibur leisu loydei lamar. Why didn't you tell the shul at tzibur at the time when the tzibur was davening that you should go and they tell you so you can daven at the same time as the tzibur? Amalei my kuli hai said Rav Nachman, listen, what's the big deal? I daven by myself. What's the big deal? Amalei I'm Rabbi Yochanan Shem Rishon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan says the name of Rishon Bar Yochai top of the daven chesam and aleph. And this technically is the eighth one, but it's a different type of statement. What does it mean when the pasuk writes, "I daven to you, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Neis Ratzon"? Am I saying Neis Ratzon? When is Neis Ratzon? B'shashatziv misbala. At the time when the tzibur is davening, therefore you should have found when the tzibur is davening and davened with them. You didn't do that. You should have done it. Okay, that's the end. Up until Chasam Aleph.